Hello. I'm going to read a letter written by Harry St. Clair Wheeler, age 19, to Miss Doris Birch, age 17. December 14th, 1918. My dear little girl, received your letters dated November 22nd, 24th, and 17th, all at one time. And I was sure glad to get them, for I hadn't heard from you for quite a while. I hope you are well and happy. I thought for a while I would soon be back to the States, but it might be a year yet before I get back. I hope not. You see, I'm in the transportation department, so are all the truck drivers, and there will be lots of stuff to haul after peace is signed. Yesterday, I went on Liberty. You ought to have been here and seen the president when he landed. There was 10 super dreadnoughts and a bunch of destroyers that convoyed him in. It was sure some sight to see all those battle wagons come steaming in. Today, the French are having a holiday celebrating. The town is all decorated with flags and large signs saying, "Long live Wilson, honor and welcome to Wilson," etc. The people sure shouted and the bells rang and the whistles blowed when he came up the street on his way to the depot where they had cars all decorated up and two or three bands were playing. It was quite a sight. You said in one of your letters that you got an electricity shock at school. I hope you're all right now, and you must be more careful, for you know how I would feel if anything happened to you. For I sure love you, and I hope it won't be long before I can come home. I enlisted for 4 years, but I think there will be a chance to get out after peace is signed. I hope so, anyway. Well, I might be in the States in a month or two, or I might be over here a year more. They don't let you know when you are going till the day before you leave. Well, I will close with love and a kiss from H.S. Wheeler. Thank you.